said you're first time rehab.
So Sean,
brewed yet?
Yeah. No, I really know very little. Yeah, about brewing at all.
Bill told me.
So you've never brewed with a pallet yet?
Brewed with it? No, I've never done that. When I was in college, a roommate of mine brewed some beer, and that was like the first. And maybe the only home brew that I've ever tasted, you know, and I actually don't even, none of my friends brew, so I've never tasted something that was brewed by an amateur. But I love beer and I drink it all the time, and amongst my friends I'm often like, you know, considered an expert, for better or for worse, you know. I mean, I love it, but.
What got you interested in home brewing?
Well, just because I know so much about the different beers when I go to a bar, that I just thought it would be interesting to know what the process is like and hopefully replicate it myself. It just seems to be somewhat impractical in a studio apartment in Manhattan, so I'd never really even... Oh, thank you. And, you know,
it's the sound of a Prima Pills opening up.
Delicious. Very distinctive sound.
Do you think you're going to try it at home?
Yeah, I think I will. I think I'm planning in the next year or two to move in with a bunch of guys that are buying a brownstone. I think they already bought it, and I'm going to rent out a room, and it's two guys that love the same things I do, including brewing. So they're going to try to turn the basement into a home brew, and I invited them to this also, but hopefully I'm going to impart what I learned now into that. So, yeah, I mean, if nothing else, I'm certainly going to be able to be even more discerning than I was. I mean, those two beers we just tasted taste so different, thanks, than any beers you can get, even I've had. And I've had a lot of different beers. So I'm pretty excited about it.
All right, well, good luck, and cheers.
Okay, cheers.